fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with my lovely wife, Debbie, who's been with us all week talking about a ministry that she's spearheaded really over the last 32 years to young girls and young women, helping disciple them, helping them come into learning what it means to be a community of missionary disciples together. And she started a thing called Pine Hills Camp 32 years ago, which is focused on helping really a conversion experience for junior high age girls. And then out of that came the Be Love Revolution, which is what we've been talking about mostly this week. So welcome back, Deb.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So we had on Tuesday, we had Jane Vogel, a mother of a couple of girls who've been very involved, kind of describing the experience from a mother's perspective. Yesterday, we had a wonderful time with young Emma Nowak, who's heading off to Notre Dame in January, telling her story and how she experienced and encountered Christ at the camp, but also found a pathway to leadership and formation and sisterhood among other young women, which was very cool to hear. I hadn't heard her story, and it's very inspiring. So tell us a little bit more about what else is happening. Where's the Lord leading you in this whole movement?
Well, one of the things we do, and it is really a movement, but obviously you need to have places of encounter. And so one of the places of encounter locally here is an event called Beloved. And that really is an event where young women can come together and really encounter love and encounter the Lord's love. And during the school year, we meet every other week on a Wednesday night, and the girls plan their lives and their schedules around it. Very busy girls with sports and other extracurriculars, and they really take time to do it, to be in that environment. We meet for a couple hours on a Wednesday night, and during the summer, we meet every single week. And in the summer months, we get 100, 120 young women coming together during the school year, anywhere from 40 to 70, depending on what else is happening. And that really is a time for them to gather as Beloved Revolutionaries to really encounter the Lord's love. We give a short talk, and when I say short, 15 minutes max, with just three main points, and it's all very practical things to really help them live out their faith, things that really equip them to go back into the world, into the culture that they're living in, and really live as disciples. And we have young women giving those talks, young adult women, college-age women giving those talks. The girls also lead the event themselves. They MC the event together, and then we break into small groups a lot of times to discuss by grade. How does this apply to my life? And then we always, always, always take about a half an hour of praise and worship at the end of the evening so they can reconnect with the Lord. They can encounter his love again, time to listen to the Lord, time to pray for one another, and then just a time of fellowship as well. So that's Beloved, and that's an event that's local here. And we now have other young women who have gone off to college or other places who want to start some Beloveds in their own cities, and we're excited about that because they have lived in this culture and they know the spirit of what it's all about and they want to take it out there. So that's great. So we do that. We also provide some mission trips where these young women can go off and really serve and encounter the Lord in the poor. We're trying to do service projects. We're doing pro-life things and just engaging them in the world around them to really help them be God's love.
And you also do retreats. What's your relationship like with parishes? You're not situated in a particular parish, but you do a lot to help local parishes here, for example. So what's that relationship like?
We do. I think it's a good relationship. We're trying to do something that's a little bit more unique. This is a ministry just for young women. It's not co-ed, and I think that's pretty radically different than most high school scenes. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the girls to be really focused on being with one another as young women, to really grow their relationships and their friendships in Christ. And honestly, we're also trying to remove for 2 hours, some distractions. And for many high school girls, the boy-girl thing just sets up competition amongst girls. And so if we can remove that boy distraction for 2 hours, they learn really how to be for one another. So that's kind of a big value, I think. But the relationship's good, and we take our team of young women, high school and college age and young adults, and we are invited to come into other high schools, Catholic high schools, do retreats for young women, day-long retreats, overnight retreats. We've done confirmation retreats for guys and girls, nights of praise and worship. So we're trying to plug into places where we can support and bring the Lord to young women who may not have encountered him And then invite those young women, once they've had that encounter on a retreat experience, to really, hey, if you can come to Beloved, come there, because what you experienced at this retreat, there's more. There's more young women, and there's more of the Lord for you.
What would you say the dynamics are that help it work so well? Like, what do you think are the essential elements of why young women are attracted to it, why they're responding to it, why they're stepping up to leadership? What is it exactly?
Well, I think on a really, really fundamental basis, everyone wants to be loved, mm-hmm. and everyone wants to be known and valued. And so we're trying to create a culture and environment where that's happening. So I think on a fundamental level, that's attractive. I think there's a lot of really amazing young women who are involved, and I think that's attractive for other girls who are really looking around them to say, who can I be like? Who can I model my life after? And we all know that there's a lot of people out there that aren't the greatest role models that they're drawn to. So, and then I think everyone wants their life to have meaning and value and to feel like I make a difference. And so we want to give these young women an opportunity to really make a difference in the world, to really do something revolutionary, to feel like my life could change another's. And I believe that with all of my heart, which is why I'm doing it, that love matters, that love's the highest value, and that if we really receive the Lord's love and learn how to love, we can change the world.
Yeah, it's so good. If someone's listening to this today, they're driving their car, maybe there's a woman driving to work today, she's got young daughters. Is there any way, in California, right? And so it's a long way from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Is there any way they can plug into and draw from what you're doing here? Is that's expanding? Is there anything on their website and things that could really help them, encourage them?
Well, just on our website, we have a blog, and all the blog posts are written by young women. I occasionally throw one in there myself, but they're all young women. They're high school women, they're college and beyond, and they're good writers, and they're writing about daily life as a disciple and the challenges they're meeting in the culture. And I think that's very informative and inspiring. We have podcasts on our website, which are the mini talks that we give at our Beloved Nights, and those give you a good insight into kind of the practical wisdom we're trying to convey to these girls. So I think those are big things. I think whenever you can put your child in an environment of faith where they can encounter the Lord, go for it. I mean, you know, we've done that with our own kids, really sought out those environments, whether it's a Steubenville Youth Conference or a mission trip or a youth group that really helps them to do that. Those are really important values, and we need to make sacrifices. We have so many moms making sacrifices to get their girls to these events, to help us behind the scenes. But it really is an environment that is girls, just the girls and the young women. But moms are helping tremendously. And then we want to minister and be loved to the moms as well. I know as a mom of two girls how challenging it is to raise young women in this environment today. And so we want to help moms do that. We're going to have some Beloveds for moms so that the moms can encounter what the girls have encountered. So everywhere we go, we want to recreate this environment and this culture of love and then just invite people, young women, to step into it. And so I firmly believe that if we're starting with our girls just in high school with this message, we're way behind. And I really want to start even younger than that. I had the joy of having my 5-year-old granddaughter out at Pine Hills Camp this summer with her mom who was on staff, and to have a 5-year-old hear that message, you're a daughter of the King, you're enough, you are loved, you are valued. I hope and pray that she can continue to be in environments where that just sinks deep down into her so she knows that as she gets older and goes through the challenges of life. So we need to start at an early age with our girls conveying this message.
And to not be afraid to help move them in that direction, even if it doesn't seem like they want to. It was interesting to listen to Emma Nowak yesterday, who said in 8th grade her mother was encouraging her to go to this camp, and she was leaving little notes around the house for her mom for weeks. I do not want to go. I do not want to go. I don't think it's going to be cool. I don't think there's going to be any cool people there. She's very, very competitive athlete, very involved in tons of sports, and it wasn't on her radar. And then she said, I went, and I've been going ever since. It really touched my life. It changed my life. I met some outstanding women. I met women I want to model my life after. I met new friends. And so she said, the friends I developed that year are still my best friends today. And she's off to, you know, she's off to Notre Dame. She's a college student now.
Yeah, to watch them walk through high school, this group of girls, we just said goodbye to about 20 seniors that have been involved with leadership with Beloved, high school seniors, and to watch them walk that journey through high school together, supporting one another through ups and downs, through failures and weaknesses and mistakes and to watch them. And they're all in different high schools. And just it's so beautiful to see that. And I know the Lord has used those friendships in their lives to really be a witness to them of his love for them. It's very tangible. It's not just like some head knowledge, God loves me. Like they experience it through one another and and their ability to love one another. So it's really a beautiful thing.
I want to ask you a story. Wasn't there a young girl from the West Coast who basically came this year and she didn't want to come at all and parents made big sacrifices, somebody made big sacrifices? What was that all about?
Yeah, we had a camper, a young woman from the West Coast. I had met her aunt a few years earlier at an event I was speaking at and was mentioned Pine Hills, and she was determined to get her niece there. And lo and behold, this summer, that niece was signed up for camp and really did not want to come. And in all fairness to her, she didn't know a soul at camp. And so we were praying for her. She just loved it. And she came alive at camp and made really good friends and I think really experienced God's deep personal love for her. And so it's very encouraging to see because the Lord is there and he's present. And it's a little bit like, you know, the line, if you build it, they will come. And the Lord has built something here. And when people come, when young women come, they just experience this irresistible love of the Lord and they're really captured by it.
Yeah. I've been out to camp a few times over the years, as you know. And one of my favorite things is just the standing outside the tent when you guys have your prayer time. Now you have all the typical stuff of camps. You've got 25 workshops and walls to climb and lakes to swim in and all that other kind of fun stuff. But the coolest thing is standing outside that tent with almost 300 young women in there from junior high to high school to college, singing their hearts out. It's angelic, really.
Yeah, it's very powerful, really, to bring them into the presence of the Lord through tremendous praise and worship, very gifted, talented musicians, and to really watch them encounter the Lord. It's a beautiful thing. And hands down, you ask any camper, what's your favorite thing about camp? And they will say the prayer and the times of prayer together. And it's been a joy. It's been a joy to watch my own daughters go through it and step into leadership. And this year, my daughter Rachel was, you know, one of the main leaders out there and leading other young women and giving talks and encouraging and inspiring. So it really is a beautiful thing. As the girls leave and they go home, their comment is what they feel when they go home is they're camp sick, which means instead of they're homesick, they miss camp and they miss that environment and that culture together. So our goal is to extend that beyond camp.
It's a place to say, you know, taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed are those who dwell together in unity, that kind of thing. It really is for real. And for parents who are listening, I want to encourage you, just speaking as a parent and having gone through this ourselves, to make whatever sacrifices you can to get your kids to the well, different stages of life. Find a dynamic camp. Find a dynamic parish youth group. Find something where you can continue to bring them back. Maybe they're going to oppose it at a certain point, but your loving determination and realizing they're going to need conversion after conversion after conversion. They're going to need a lot of experiences as they grow older of being able to encounter the Lord. Deb, we just have about 10 seconds left. Anything you'd like to say about?
I want to say, too, that it can sound like it's just an experience, but we're trying to give them really practical tools. We teach them how to take a personal prayer time, how to journal, how to ask for forgiveness, how to fight the enemy. So it is very practical tools.
Let's talk about that tomorrow. You want to come back and just one more day? Great. Friends, thanks for listening. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.